96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this wet Thursday morning. It is 7:20, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch as we preview Tip-A-Cop coming up this evening in Olpe at the Chicken House. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys today?
We're doing all right. Staying dry.
I am staying dry.
That's good.
That sounds good to me. Well, you got a Special Olympics activities, the way it sounds, John, ramping up and kind of an unofficial launch here for the summertime periods taking place tonight.
Yeah, Tip-A-Cop. We haven't had that since prior to COVID. So, as a matter of fact, last time I think we had it at Olpe, we had torrential rains down there.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Maybe we'll kind of slide in between those rain showers tonight, but goodness knows we definitely need the rain.
All right, so the Olpe Chicken House, what time are we tipping, and how does this all work, John?
So 5 to close there at the Olpe Chicken House is come down there and pack the chicken house and order some good food, and then your free will donation to Special Olympics, deputies, which we do have one deputy who does have prior experience as a waiter.
All right.
So we have a pro within us. The rest of us are all rookies, and we just follow the direction of whatever Larry and Charlotte tell us to do and what to do, and they run the show, and we want to always highlight that still tip your waiter or waitress when you're down there. It shouldn't cut into their pay.
Understood. What responsibilities, John, are you going to have specifically here this evening?
Whatever they tell me to do. And try not to spill anything on anybody, and try not to break any dishes on the way back to the kitchen.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you'll be okay, you know, with that aspect of things. And let's talk about where the proceeds go here, John.
Well, they go to Kansas Special Olympics. It's very important. Everybody knows that prices are up for everything. So locally, we send a lot of local Special Olympians to the state games in Wichita, which is the same weekend as Unbound. So starts May 31st through June the 2nd down in Wichita. And that helps feed them. It gets medical screenings for them, just a variety of things that are available to them when they attend the state games. And it's not possible without the monies that law enforcement across the state and across the nation and internationally raise for these state and local games.
John, this has been, you know, near and dear to law enforcement's heart for a long period of time. The partnership with Special Olympics, getting the increased awareness about Special Olympics, in addition to the fundraising side, but personally, what does it mean for you to, you know, get to together with Special Olympics athletes, either say for you know, the Polar Plunge in February, or, you know, basically this run up through the summer games taking place here over the next 6 to 8 weeks or so?
Well, it puts a smile on my face, and I think Michelle may be there tonight. From what Karen sent me a message earlier, so you might be able to meet Michelle. If you've never met Michelle before, she's a pretty good bowler. Yeah. That's her event, and so it really does, and those relationships have continued over many years.
Well, you've been polar plunging so far this year. You had a good event in February out at Mouse Lake, John, and now we're tipping a cop at the Olby Chicken House tonight from 5 until 9, and then more fundraising coming up the end of next month, just prior to Unbound, and that's the law enforcement torch run. Are things getting lined up for that?
Yeah, I got a lot of small details to still take care of that. It'll be the typical thing on the Thursday after we get in. We come from Coffee County on the Wednesday, which is the 29th, and then the 30th is when we leave from ESU, and we'll do the walk down Commercial Street as well, and we'll make a stop at Hettlinger, I hope. That's one of the details I haven't worked out with yet, but we started that a few years ago at the encouragement of Kent Schnackenberg, which I believe he's going to be with us because of the date. He believes he'll still be able to participate on Thursday.
Okay.
So that's kind of the main event, so to speak, in all the Special Olympic things.
Yeah, that's a great day, and Special Olympians get to carry that torch down Commercial Street, and that's a fun thing to be a part of right there. That's a good kickoff to that entire weekend and a big fundraiser for Special Olympics as well. And that is when Ron's ride takes place. Well, we'll see what kind of ride I'm going to have this year. I'm still kind of working out details that with that, John, but we'll make sure we'll do something, you know, along those lines.
Okay. That's fantastic. Whatever you'd like to do, I know you are very passionate about the money that we're able to raise through that, and we'll work out those details.
Looking forward to it. So tonight, folks, please, Olby Chicken House, the place to be. Tip a cop, raising money for Special Olympics, 5 until 9. John, hope you have a good turnout tonight.
Well, I hope so. We'll also sell some Torch Run shirts, and I've got some Polar Plunge shirts, odd sizes, so we're going to sell those for $5 a piece, because otherwise they just end up in the Special Olympics office in a closet and doesn't raise us any money, which doesn't do us any good.
Okay, so
right.
We'll try to get rid of those for any donation you're willing to give us tonight as well. Terry will be there selling the shirts.
John, I have to ask, kind of getting back to the trip down to Wichita, are you guys having kind of the traditional route down to, what is it, Eureka and then El Dorado for that 80-plus mile hike or bike?
Yep, we got that all arranged with both the sheriffs in Coffee County and Greenwood County for some support through their counties, and it'll be traditionally and weather permitting, which thank goodness we've only had issues 1 year out of all the years that we've been there.
That's impressive.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate all the support that KBUA gives Kansas Special Olympics.
You betcha, John. We thank you for all you do. John Kelsch, Lyon County Undersheriff, tipping a cop tonight, the Olby Chicken House, 5 until 9. Chuck?
Yes, be sure to attend that and be sure to help Special Olympics here this evening. And also coming up here for the Newsmaker segment tomorrow, we're going to have Beacon for Hope Director Melissa Owen as we focus on Mad, Sad, Glad taking place on Saturday. Right now, we only have two Newsmaker spots available for next week. Those happen to be Tuesday and Wednesday. If you want either of those, you can't have both, call 620-3424.